Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. I'm Pamela Clark, founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group, and I'm here with David Smith, the founder of Silicon Valley High School, who has helped us get these podcasts produced and delivered to you.
Yes, Pamela, when we saw the great things that you and your army of volunteers were achieving at New Heights, we wanted to get involved. We're happy to work with you to leverage the internet and make quality education accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere.
Thank you, David. We appreciate Silicon Valley High School helping us to get these podcasts out to the hundreds of thousands of listeners from all over the world. So I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to this week's show. My name is Tai Bartolaniyo and I'm the radio host and host assistant for the New Heights Show on Education and the New Heights Educational Group. I would like to remind everybody that this show is pre-recorded on Fridays and focuses on youth and issues affecting them. This week, I will be looking at a very important topic as it affects the youth in developing and choosing a career. Career development is the process of choosing a career, improving your skills, and advancing along a career path. It's a lifelong process of learning and decision making that brings you closer to your ideal job, skill set, and lifestyle. Career development is the process of self-knowledge, exploration, and decision making that shapes your career. It requires successfully navigating your occupational options to choose and train for jobs that suit your personality, skills, and interests. When someone pays careful attention to their career development, they are able to identify their strengths and blind spots, then they work hard to improve their skills. It also involved learning about different roles and industries to find a match to your abilities, seeking out opportunities to advance, and even changing careers altogether if they find a more suitable one. So how does career development work? Career development can start when someone is quite young and just learning about different ways to make a living. It's a part of human development and the process can span a lifetime. For example, when a child notices that some people are doctors, firefighters, it signals the start of this process. It continues on through elementary school as they begin to explore occupations and later into adulthood as people ultimately decide what career to pursue. There is a great need to have passion and zeal in one's career and find what you are supposed to do in life. You can do more than one thing in your life. We've seen a doctor who is also a chef. Career development doesn't have to end after you choose an occupation. You must get the required education and training, apply for and find employment, and ultimately advance into your career. For most people, it will also include changing careers and jobs at least once and probably maybe often during their work lives. Many people find themselves in need of professional advice as they encounter problems or make decisions about their careers. For instance, when they are thinking of maybe looking for a new job or changing occupations. Your career has a big impact on your future. It can affect your identity, personal fulfillment, lifestyle, income, family, and retirement. A person's career development can be affected by multiple factors, some of which may be largely outside your control. These influences must be considered during the process of developing a career. So, what are the limitations to career development? One of them is personal characteristics. These are personality type, interests, aptitude, and work-related values that make all of us who we are. These personal characteristics play a significant role in career development since they influence which occupation we find satisfying, as well as the types of work environments in which we will succeed. That is why when you are in the process of choosing a career, it is so important to do a self-assessment that will help you learn about yourself. Financial resources is another limitation. Pursuing certain career options can be costly if you choose an occupation, for example, that requires you to attend college. You may be limited by ability to pay for it and need to seek student loan, financial aid, or scholarship. Financial limitation can also hinder you when job hunting. For example, maybe you have limited funds for your interview clothes, or maybe you couldn't get money to move yourself down to the venue of an interview. If lack of funds is preventing you from maybe dressing professionally for a job interview, it's imperative to look for organizations that collect donations of business attire and distribute them to job seekers in need. Financial obligations is another limitation. Financial obligations such as mortgage, rent, student loans, or even a child's college tuition may hinder a person from switching jobs or careers. To combat this, you can try to put money aside to use later during a career change, or you can try to change your lifestyle to lessen your financial burden. Physical, mental, and emotional impairment. Some people are better suited to some careers than to others due to physical and mental abilities or limitations. For example, you may want to become a doctor but don't have a strong academic record in sciences. Age. Your age or your perception of it can hinder you in your career development. You may worry about being too young or too old to pursue a particular path, advance in your career, or make a career change. Instead of focusing on your age, concentrate on your abilities and how motivated you are. Family obligations. A person's career development may stall if they take time off from work to take care of children, or maybe they have elderly parents. Outside help with childcare or elder care may make it easier to continue with a career.
Right now, you might be struggling through your classes or even failing them. You might be worried that you may not finish high school. There might have even been a thought that you may not be smart enough. Well, the New Heights Educational Group begs to differ. We not only think you are smart enough, but with our help, you will complete your high school diploma. The New Heights Educational Group strives to improve your academic success through its tutoring services. To learn more, please visit newheightseducation.org and contact us. New Heights Educational Group, educational resources to help reach your goals.
Welcome back to New Heights Show on Education. My name is Taiba Tolaniyo, and I'm the radio host for this show. This show is pre-recorded every Fridays and focuses on youth and issues affecting them. A recap of the first segment of the show, I talked about what career development means and limitations to developing your career. Now, let's look at some solutions. For an aspiring student, if you are not sure about what career to study, here are some steps that can help you to choose a career based on your taste and skills. First, you should ask yourself what activities you enjoy the most. For example, you may be someone that likes helping others, law, businesses, or knows how a computer works, among others. Then ask yourself what are your talents and skills and how they relate to the activities you like. So here are some of other things that you can consider when deciding on your career path. tastes, and abilities. To choose a career, you must separate two important concepts, that is, your taste and your abilities. If you're lucky enough that they match much better, then that's good for you. Remember that you devote much of your life to the profession of your choice, so it must be something that you're passionate about. To do this, it's advisable to make a two column on a sheet of paper, write what you like to do in one column and your talent and abilities in the other. Then you draw a line to link the skills that relate to what you like to do, so you can clarify your options by identifying the skills you have and how they relate to what you want to do. Be informed. Having identified the profession that best suits your interests and skills, research everything you can about the career that catches your eye. If you can, visit an area or place where the profession you are interested in is practiced. The activities you enjoy doing in your free time can give you insight into the career that will be satisfying, fulfilling, and fun. To figure out your interest, ask yourself the following questions. What hobbies do I enjoy? Do I prefer spending time indoors or outdoors? Do I enjoy working with people, animal, data, or books? What activities would I miss the most if I could no longer do them? For example, if you're someone that feels inclined to help others and you're considering a career in nursing, visit a hospital and visualize yourself in that environment. Pay attention to your emotions and how you feel when you visualize yourself as a nurse. Personal decisions. It's your life. Only you can choose your career. People around you should respect what you choose. Of course, it's a lovely and a good thing to hear different opinions, but the ultimate decision is yours. And it's advisable that you do not take others, the example of people exercising the same career you want to study, who did well or poorly. Each person has different experiences. Work opportunities. It's important to find out about the labor sector and the opportunities available for graduates from the career that interests you. It is also important to recognize the level of competition you may face and the opportunities that exist, without these factors diminishing your purpose, because will is power. And lastly, salary. It never hurts to know the wage curve of a professional career. One thing is to choose a profession for the economic benefit, and another is to choose a career that you like. However, it is advisable to make a balance between pay and your tastes. Give each aspect a weigh you consider necessary. Different careers provide different monetary rewards. Even though salary shouldn't be the main factor in choosing a career, your paycheck can play a role in your quality of life and where you live. Consider your earning potential as you narrow your career options too. Choosing a career to study is a major life decision that must be considered carefully. Anyone interested in professional development must also pay attention to his or her education. A college degree is the first requirement for a successful professional future nowadays.
This podcast is brought to you by Silicon Valley High School, the world's fastest growing, video-based, self-paced, teacher-supported, fully accredited online school that's recommended by more than 96% of students. Take individual courses at just $95 each, or earn your high school diploma at any age. Check us out at svhs.co.
Welcome back to New Heights Show on Education. My name is Tai Bartolani, and I've been talking about career development. And to our parents or guardians, Your child will need to make decisions at different times, and it's important to ask them about their career from time to time. Get them to chat about the jobs they see other people doing. This could be someone they know or admire. It could be people they pass on in the streets, or those they see on the TV or in magazines. You could also discuss types of jobs that might be relevant to their interests, skills, or aspirations. Like I always say, listen and communicate with your child and discuss their options. To help your child with career planning, it's important to listen and don't judge. It's also important you are open to ideas and encourage them to explore all their options. You should also keep in mind that your child's choices and decisions should be based on their aspirations and abilities, not on what you think they should do. You should also remember that not everyone has a clear idea what they want to do, as your child's career ideas may change as they get older. Helping your child plan a career, it means encouraging them to do some research. Once your child has some ideas about what they would like to do, you should involve them in more research about this job. You can help them find out what is needed to work in a certain career, as well as helping them decide on their next steps. You will also be helping them to develop the decision-making skills important in adult life. They'll need to consider the pros and the cons of various options, make a decision based on the information available, then put their plan into action. So, how can you help your child's future? To help your child to think about different choices, you can encourage them to 1. Talk about their career ideas and future plans, research various careers, know about options available in education, employment, and training. You can also encourage them to discuss ideas and options with their teachers or career advisors at schools or college. Find out about training, college, and university entrance requirements, as well as what is needed for jobs they are interested in. There is also the need to develop their skills by taking part in clubs and activities both within and outside their school, as this will help them when they are applying for courses or jobs. There is also the need to find out about the world of work through work experience and extracurricular activities by talking to relatives and family friends about the kind of work they do. And lastly, you need to encourage them to go to career events their school or your community you live in organizes. And here is where I'll be drawing the curtain for today's show. You can reach me by email at olaniyot@newheighteducation.org. Be sure to check out our previous radio shows and join me every Friday at radio.newheighteducation.org as I discuss yet another issue youths are facing. Remember, a troubled youth is a troubled adult. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.